In November 2023, I had the honor of being a co-host of the Network to Heal Summit, which was created by Matthias and Doris Badner with fellow co-host Nathaniel Schwartz. The following episode is a taster of the interview which Matthias did with Israeli homeopath Dr. Michael Yakir, and I will be sharing more taster episodes with you over the coming days. If you enjoy this lecture and would like to purchase the Summit package to have full access to all the lectures plus bonus content, then Matthias has organized a massive discount for my listeners. The package is normally €295, but if you use the code NETWORKTOHEAL200, you will receive a €200 discount, meaning you can get the entire Summit package with bonus content for only €95. To access this, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German. Scroll to the bottom of the page where it says secure your conference package now and enter the discount code NETWORKTOHEAL200. Easy peasy. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, surprise, surprise, dear friends. I'm so happy, or we are so happy, to introduce Michael Yakir now in this summit as an extra gift for you. And Michael is from Israel. Everybody knows that she is the master in plants and ancient plants and Moses. And she is so, she has such an expertise. It is so beautiful. Michael, it's so beautiful that you're here. You have written so many books, and all the time when you give your lectures here, it is so deep, and what I love about you is also that you touch our hearts and you touch our minds. So and this is a beautiful combination, and it's very inspiring, and it's so beautiful that you're here. Thank you for taking the time.
Okay. Thank you.
And we would like to know, how are you doing and how are the people doing in Israel?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I know that you will be also talking with Jeremy Scher, which is kind of, he threw himself in helping, because the situation is horrible. There is so many deaths, so much living every day by when you have bombs falling. It's when you have sirens, when you have to run to the shelter every day. And I thought of it, it's actually since childhood, and we have it, but it was never as bad as it is now. The sense of threat and that your life, and also the reason, like, why? Yeah. Where peace is possible, it's on the table all the time. Why there is a group, the Hamas, which hold us hostage and the Gaza people hostage to their old fashion, to their old horrible beliefs of annihilating anyone who is not them. So the situation is bad, and on the other hand, people are just giving hand to each other and helping each other in an incredible way. Everyone is giving away whatever he can do and helping each other. So actually, love became stronger quality here. And I wish he could give it outside.
Very touching what you're saying. I'm nearly in tears already.
So is it also that is it, because I mean, we hear all here in Germany in the news, we only have this, the Palestinians, the Hamas, and the Israelis, and we only hear this conflict can never end, and so on. Is it also that the Palestinians and the Israelis are also working hand in hand, or are they scared now? No, is it more divided?
No. There is actually, everyone has kind of went to the extreme. Before this war, there were like 50,000 people from Gaza working in Israel. It was free. I mean, mm-hmm. Gaza is not under our, was not under our control, but that's mm-hmm. why the Hamas managed to build there. But
mm-hmm.
but there could be good relationship. There can be peace. It's just that must be from another level, from a level of love, because from a level of every day, everyone is just like in its place. You're not right. You're bad. You're bad. Mm-hmm. Everyone is just feeling his own suffering. And mm-hmm. I feel for the Gaza people.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, even worse, I feel for their soul, mm-hmm. for the soul of everyone who mm-hmm. kind of, instead of be the bright being that we are meant to be, went under this demonic existence of where he has absolutely no choice. Only to be so. But I mean, we could talk hours about it, and I wouldn't want to. I'm just telling you that we have homeopaths in Israel. We are giving, we have like what we call the hotline, and people can call us, and we give free consultation for people who are victims mm-hmm. in the front. We have homeopaths who go to the place where refugees are, and we give help. And in the past, and I believe so. What I will present today is the work where you do when you have an acute situation. It's not, you don't take 2 hours case, mm-hmm. 5 minutes. Okay, I feel that, and then, and you give the remedy, and the remedies are helping so much, and they would be needed. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that someone will give homeopathy mm-hmm. also to the other side. I do hope, but I believe that, you know, there is refugees and war in Ukraine. There are in the Yazidis. I've been helping the Yazidis from Turkey mm-hmm. for many years mm-hmm. through a woman who was going there. I was giving them remedies.
Mm-hmm.
So refugees are there all the time.
Sometimes I have the image that, or the impression that we haven't learned from history, that things keep repeating. And it is so painful to see this, that sort of we're not evolving. Something needs to change in our minds, in our souls, so that we can step out of this. We are all a family. We are human beings.
Yeah. I agree with you. And actually, one of the hardest thing is that in the very beginning, the first thing which is being injured is your belief. Because mm-hmm. I ask the same question. We are here in order to evolve.
Yeah. Mm.
And it seems like we haven't, or we can't, because the matter, the lower aspect is so strong that you don't know how to overcome it. And indeed, overcoming it, I think, can be only from another level.
Mm. 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 I agree, yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
but we need a special summit.
How to evolve.
Yeah,
this is so important that we, I mean, how many decades or centuries we're already trying to overcome this, and still we end up there, and still also, I mean, okay, if you have a personal conflict, that's okay, but if it's going in such a direction that people kill each other just because one believes this and if the other believes that, entire lives end. This is very huge.
What was here was way beyond killing. It was hate and mm-hmm. something demonic. I mean, if one person would do that, like keep cutting women breasts, raping babies, things that really you can't believe that it was done. It was, I heard people telling, we heard the people who were treating the dead telling us that. They said, we can't, it's not something to make a video on it, because it's unbearable even to talk about it.
Mm.
And I think, how can someone go there to such a level of hate that they lose their humanity.
Yeah.
And this is sad. This is actually sad. It's not like, oh, I don't want revenge. I want to stop it, but yes. I don't want to revenge, because I think this is a level that we need to cure in ourselves.
Yeah, we need healing, right?
Yeah, just
I mean, healing.
That's the only thing.
Because this is what I got understood. We are all so traumatized. I mean, some people and some people are like robots. You know, you just say something and everything is activated. And and we need to understand now that not the other is for the fault. That the here the things are activated. In this system,
yes,
this exactly. personality, in this programs, in this, but I think it's not even mind; it's emotional. You know, this, so that we are deluded and we are like puppets. We are robots. If somebody presses a button and we like this, we are not at home. We are not in love. We are not ours. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Yes, so a lot of trauma is happening in Israel and all over the world, actually.
All over the world, yeah.
And how do you, as you are an expert on plants, how do you use the plants to treat the traumas? Is there a possibility to start the healing?
Yeah, actually, a lot of the healing is done via the plants. And I want to show you how we... we can use the table for remedies that we know and remedies that we are less known to give a simple treatment, because as I said, for a trauma you need to decide very fast. I'm giving this remedy. And also
acute,
there are different levels of treating, because there is the first line remedies that you give to someone who is in the trauma.
Yes.
And then there is the second phase, where people are, oh, this happened a month ago or a year ago, and things become more chronic and less acute. And then even there is the third phase, where it's maybe someone is carrying the trauma with him for years. And I would even say the fourth phase, when you bring it, you carry the trauma of generation from your parents, and even from maybe a reincarnation. And we see that people tell you, I was that and that in this life.
So there is hope, so we can treat this.
Yeah.
So we have four stages and I guess four different remedy groups, though?
No, we have the flowering plants with six groups.
Yeah.
And then we have the ancient plants with another six groups.
Okay.
But we will see how much we have time to talk of.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will be doing more talking than... then showing you PowerPoints. There are quite a lot of remedies for trauma and war and shock and terror. Jeremy Scher, I'm sure, will talk about it. Alice Timmerman will talk about it. But I want to emphasize, from my side, remedies from plants. Now, what you see in front of you is the table of all land plants. And here, the flowering plants is only the last column. Actually, we have remedies from the mosses, which are excellent for trauma, for our second phase of trauma, from remedies from second column, the lycopodium column, like Lycopersia, which is great for, again, for second or third phase, from the third stage we end with from the conifers.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I will have time to talk of one or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And from the flowering plants, which is this actually the seventh column of the land plants, it is our where most of our remedies come from, and it itself is divided into seven columns or six columns, and seventh is the one we are waiting for, the salvation column.
Okay.
So the when we think of how remedy function in trauma, if you look at the remedies according to their place in the table, it will give you a lot of information. And you can decide, oh, even in acute, even in chronic, I want to give that remedy, that remedy. Again, especially if you work like we do now, you work in place where refugees, where you have people which were uprooted, but it can be even people coming to your place as refugees, or if you go to work with them, or even someone tell you that it happened in their past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And any act of terror and shock, which we are also exposed to it. I think even now in Iceland, mm-hmm. they are, a volcano is about to explode. They know that they're going to be uprooted. And this is not something you can negotiate.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. They will need remedies.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in Ukraine, in Israel, in Gaza, but all over the world, there are now more and more Earth is awakening in a way, as I see that. And like, and things happen, floods, fires, it's happening more and more. So if you look at the remedies at their place in the table, it means according to evolutionary order. And evolutionary order describe the evolution of Earth, not only our evolution. So it describe stages which should have developed and had stopped. Because if you need a remedy from column one, it means that the pathology is from an evolutionary stage that got stuck in the first column, in the no ego stage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll have a remedy from, let's say, column four, which is the equilibrium, then it means that the pathology is there when you can't balance yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In column four, the ego learns to balance. Earth learns to balance itself. But when you're out of balance, we will need remedies from there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will be... And so let us go through those columns.
Please, yes.
So if we look at remedies from of trauma from column one,
yeah,
where we have the most simple remedies, like aconite,
mm-hmm.
staphysagria, opium, asarum, remedies which in column one, the ego just prepare itself. It means there is still, we just prepared the tools for the ego. There is no ego yet. That means that the person find himself in a chronic way or in acute way without protection.
Mm-hmm.
Because as human being, the ego is what give us protection in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you find yourself completely exposed, no skin.
Okay.
No skin. So
this could be, for example, like if you get attacked all of a sudden.
Yes.
Somebody
is the first remedy that we give here. Simple remedy, aconite. Terrorists came into our kibbutz, and I heard gunshot. And they were banging we were hiding in the safe room. They were banging. I heard people screaming, and then they stopped and we were saved. But I went out and I saw all those dead bodies around me. Some of them were mutilated. And ever since, I'm in complete, utter terror. I could, the soul cannot protect itself against it. And it's like you rip the, it was ripped. And it feel, ever since, it's in a complete feeling of terror. Sorry. So we have Echo Night, no border.
Could this also be used, for example, if this happened like months or weeks ago and you
yes,
haven't worked on it?
This is acute, but it can become a, I have cases of chronic Echo Night. Even I remember two cases where the mother was pregnant with this child. I treated the child, but the mother was pregnant with the child during a time where bombs were falling, when missiles were falling. So she's, they both said the same thing. There were sirens and we were running down to the shelter and then coming up and then running down again. There was this constant fear. Or there was a time that, and the child is born under this terror feeling. And now they have chronic asthma or something. But the and the mother, one time she said, whenever he hear ambulance siren, he goes like that. So both of them had severe asthma and they received Echo Night, chronic Echo Night, which allowed the vital force to continue on.
And is the Echo Night for such a case? Then in a whole higher, you use a higher potency.
Yes,
then?
It's best to use 1 M and up. Most of the cases, we use high potencies, especially in acute. If it's chronic, I would use lower potencies. If someone has acute respiratory and it's chronic and it's years, I would use lower potencies. But if it is in the acute cases now, we give higher potencies. So you have Echo Night with no border, but you also have just 1 minute. We have camphor.
Camphor was also in the
column. Yes, it was a remedy. It's also from column one. I was thrown to a cold, brutal world. And ever since they come to you, they're trembling, and they're it's like their point of view of the world has changed. The world is a dangerous place. I have no way of protecting me. The world is a hell. I'm on the verge of hell. I'm hateful. I'm angry, and I'm scared. I want revenge in my mind, but But basically, the feeling is that I'm alone, suffering hell. And they are afraid to go to sleep as if something's going to happen. So even they will not allow you to, and when they go to the dentist, they don't allow him to anesthetize them. Because they are afraid, you know, they'll fall asleep. And they say, I haven't slept for days since the attack. Even as refugees, I haven't slept. And they're very cold and very frightened with an anxiety attack.
And do you give the remedies then often or just?
Usually 2-3 doses is enough.
Okay. Per day or just like that and...
Two, three days. Usually it's enough. You don't need more. Usually you don't need more. Otherwise, you might give it in water.
And then drink.
Yes, but usually 2-3 dose of high, and people just call us, oh, I'm okay. Another remedy which we see are opium. Another remedy from column one. I have no protection and I have no skin. And then the trauma happened. I cannot protect myself. So what do? I freeze. I freeze and escape into my whole body. And you can't see me anymore. It's like a child. So you can't see me.
No, oh, we really can't see you.
Yeah, you can't see me. I'm not here. And we've seen it especially in children. There was such a terror where they saw their parents being shot in front of them. And the soul can't contend with it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do, they suppress it.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of the body become numb. Or they fall asleep in every situation. Like one woman said, my child is either clinging to me or falling asleep. If he's not holding me, he falls asleep standing, sitting. He just falls asleep all the time. Or they say, I have a paralyzed leg, or I feel like my leg or hand is paralyzed. And when you give opium, it allows the healing to continue. Otherwise, they stuck in this place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there is a remedy I want to talk about, which is less known. And Jenny Tree reminded me of this remedy. And this is morphinum sulfuricum.
Mm-hmm.
You know that morphinum is made from opium.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so this is like a mineral opiate state. Now, morphinum sulfuricum as a material was given in the Second World War for soldiers who has been injured and they suffer terrible pain, and it was just to allow them to not feel the pain.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the origin. So they made a remedy of it, and it is used to this day as a remedy for PTSD, post-trauma syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So morphinum sulfuricum is for people who went through horrible, atrocious sight, and they relive it.
Mm-hmm.
So the symptom is, it's like, and they describe it was like a sudden, like a lightning, and they stay in this place. They don't have the mercy of opium. They don't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So they are just in this utter terror, with very restless. They might have, they can feel, they are so terrorized that they can feel petrified.
Mm-hmm.
But and they can have locked jaw,
mm-hmm.
and the whole upper system is so tense, so they'll have headaches and vertigo from every motion of the head, or headache with extreme tension in the neck. There is so much tension that the neck is closing on the blood vessels that go to the head, and they might have sudden fainting.
But this is also still acute. You're just talking about acute.
Yes, but this can be also a month after.
That's what I thought, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a month after. The patient is in this place, is in terror. He has the patient, the wife says he's suddenly fainting. And or they usually come because they have sudden lightning like pain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the pain is so severe. It's like, yeah, they're okay. And then he said, but suddenly I have this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they clench the jaw, and it's so painful that they almost spasm.
Mm-hmm.
Nerve spasm.
Hi, homies. I'm sorry to stop the episode here, but the good news is that you can still access the massive discount which Matthias has organized for my listeners, that is you. To listen to the rest of the episode, as well as the entire Network to Heal conference package plus bonus content, visit www.networktoheal.de. You can then select if you want the website in English or German, scroll to the bottom of the page where it says secure your conference package now, and enter the discount code Network to Heal 200. Enjoy!